Good evening, everybody, and welcome to an exclusive teleconference as part of the Inside the Huddle summer series presented by AT&T. Tonight's teleconference features the head coach of the Miami Dolphins, Joe Philbin. He's on the line with us tonight, and he'll be taking your telephone calls. Coach, really appreciate your time. The night before a game, final preseason game. How are things for you this evening?
Things are wonderful. I'm sitting in the staff room at Shula's Hotel in Miami Lakes and excited about the game tomorrow night. We've got some meetings to hear a little bit later on, but looking forward to talking with our fans.
Let's get it kicked off with Juan. He's up first with the head coach. Go ahead, Juan.
Hey, Coach. I'm a big fan from California. Actually, my question was, how much of a change have you seen in the team since the end of last season with all the moves that have gone from the off season and some of the games that we have basically played already?
Yeah. Well, I think we've made a lot of progress, Juan. As you just mentioned, you know, there's been a large amount of transition. I think that happens in the National Football League. A lot of clubs go through the same thing we're going through. Roughly about 30% of your roster turns over. But very excited about the upcoming season. These guys have put in an awful lot of hard work throughout the off season, the training camp. And we're excited about our game tomorrow night and certainly excited about the upcoming opener against the Cleveland Browns.
Strzok is up next with the head coach. Go ahead, Strzok.
Hey, how you doing, Coach?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing fine, man. Longtime fan. Named after two Dolphins players myself, Don Strzok. Francis Ivy named me first name Strzok. So kind of been stuck Dolphins fan my whole life. But I was going to ask you, how do you feel about the first five games of the season?
Well, I feel very good about it. I mean, it's obviously a challenging schedule. We've got three of our first four games are on the road. You know, we've got, an excellent team with Cleveland, with a brand new staff that we've got to, deal with. That's always a little bit of a challenge when you haven't seen a team on film in a regular season game. So that's a unique challenge on the road. We got to go to Indianapolis and play on the road in week two against a very good football team that we had a, hotly contested game against a year ago that we certainly had opportunities to win. And then, the Atlanta Falcons have been very, very consistent football team that we came within a whisker of going to the Super Bowl. And we're excited about playing them in our home opener. And New Orleans is a very good football team, and then we have the Super Bowl champions at home. So it's certainly challenging, but I know our guys will be up for the challenge.
I love that the guy's name was Strzok, and he's named after Don Strzok. That's outstanding. Fans, remember, the experience at Sun Life Stadium is second to none, rated as one of the best in the NFL. So if you haven't purchased your tickets yet, be sure to do now through Labor Day Monday because you'll pay no fees. That's right. All fees are being waived now through Monday, and there are ticket packages for everybody, including a three-game value pack and $15 youth tickets. Just go to Dolphins.com or press *0 for more information. Make it real easy on you. Just press *0 for more information. Daniel is in Miami. He's up next with Coach Joe Philbin. Go ahead, Daniel.
Hey, Coach. I was just wondering, from last year at this point in training camp and up to now at this point, which player have you seen make the most progress and do you see has really, really put in the extra work and really put in a lot of the hard work and not just the field but the weight room and everything else to try to really get better from where he was last year to now?
Right. I think it's primarily the guys that were rookies last year. I think you look at Olivier Vernon, he's made some outstanding strides. Mike Agnew has made excellent strides as well. Lamar Miller is another player that I think has worked hard to improve himself, both in the weight room, in the classroom, and on the practice field. Those are three guys in particular that I think, obviously Ryan's been working extremely hard, but he had the 1,000 plays of experience last year. As an NFL quarterback, and as did Jonathan Martin, he played on virtually every single snap for us on offense last year as well. But I would say that rookie class and some of the guys that maybe didn't play and didn't start every single game have really come along nicely.
Very nice. Hannah is in Miami. She's up next with the head coach. Go ahead, Hannah.
Hey, Coach. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Coach. I just want to say good job with putting this free agency class together. And my question is, what is your main concern with our offense right now?
Well, you want a consistency. It's a little bit difficult to evaluate totally because in the preseason, it's not like we've played a whole game with the same group of guys in the game. So I think what we're looking for is really consistency and balance on offense. I think we did some good things in certain games. We certainly have gotten better throughout the course of preseason. But that is something that during the course of the season, as we start out, you know, you're always a little bit anxious about, you know, how consistent, what kind of execution you're going to get from start to finish. But, you know, I'm excited about how we finished the last few games. I thought we played better in Tampa Bay. I thought we played better in Houston and Jacksonville. So there's a lot of encouraging signs.
All right. Eric is over in Cape Coral. He's up next. Go ahead, Eric.
Hey, Coach. I just wanted to ask you how you see Deion Jordan fitting into the line with Cameron Wake and Audric playing so well.
Well, yeah, we're excited about Deion. He's got a lot of talent, a lot of skill, and, you know, we're going to integrate him into the defense, and he's learning kind of a new position and doing some things schematically that he hasn't done before, but he's really catching on quickly. And, you know, we're going to see how it goes. We've got to get him a little bit more repetition. He needs experience and reps, and, you know, you're going to see a lot of him here in the next coming weeks.
All right, fans, remember, big experiences at Sun Life Stadium this year, a great home schedule, and a lot of exciting games to come up. And so a ticket special going on now through Monday, Labor Day, no fees. They're all being waived now through Monday. Ticket packages for everybody. You got season tickets, single game tickets, $15 youth tickets, and the three-game value pack. So go to Dolphins.com, or anytime during this call, you can press *0 if you'd like the opportunity to talk to a ticket representative to get you all hooked up. Daniel in Miami is up next with head coach Joe Philbin. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, Coach. I'm a big fan. I wanted to know how Mike Wallace is fitting in with the offense. Like, is he building a good chemistry with Ryan Tannehill?
Yeah, I think he's getting better every day. I think it's something that you need to work at. It's something that takes a little bit of time, takes repetition on the practice field and obviously in the games as well. And we see that developing. There's still obviously a 16-game season in front of us, so we expect that to continue to develop and improve. But he's certainly starting to develop a chemistry with Ryan, no question.
Very nice. John is in Hollywood. He's up next with the head coach. Go ahead, John.
Hey, Coach. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
All right, sir. I just wanted to ask you, from year one, as compared to today, what is it that you're looking for most of out of the team in terms of milestones and where the direction that we're heading?
Yeah. I mean, the biggest thing that we've talked about is the turnover margin. If you look at our performance on the field a year ago, I think the biggest thing that prevented us from being a very good football team was our turnover margin. We were minus 10. So we've been devoting a lot of time in the meetings, a lot of time on the practice field, focusing on, you know, better fundamentals and better ball security from an offensive standpoint, and taking the ball away more from the opposition from a defensive standpoint. But I believe that's the number one way for us to improve as a football team.
Very nice. I believe this is Jacques in Coral Springs. Jacques, you're on with the head coach. Go ahead.
How you doing, Coach Philbin? I just wanted to know how many 30- and 40-yard passes down the field are we going to see on first and second down this season?
Well, there's no question we need more explosive passes. There's no doubt about it. And we certainly will take as many as we can get. We do like to be aggressive on first and second down and attack the field vertically. There's no question about it. Sometimes we do that on the outside where the throws are a little bit longer, and sometimes we do it on the inside where you can't let the ball hang up in the air that long or it's going to get picked off. So we want to make sure, first and foremost, that our quarterback throws the ball to the guy that's open, regardless of the distance. But as you mentioned, we do need to have more explosive passes in the offense this year. There's absolutely no doubt about it.
Very nice and very exciting. Bill is up next with head coach Joe Philbin. Go ahead, Bill.
Hi, Coach. I want to know what you expected from the running game this year and how you see the carries being split between Thomas and Miller.
Well, I'm real happy with both those running backs. Both Lamar and Daniel, I think, have been very productive in the preseason and have had excellent training camp. So I'm excited about both of those guys. The biggest thing we need to do a better job in the running game is consistency. As we evaluated our run game a year ago, we had too many negative yardage plays where, you know, we'd get 3 yards, 4 yards, 2 yards, and then we'd get -3, -1, -4. So we got to do a better job cutting down the negative yardage plays. So that consistency, I think, will enable us to obviously be more efficient and more productive running the ball. But I expect us to have a good running game this year.
Very nice. Remind everybody, now through Labor Day Monday, a no-fee ticket special is going on. You can go to Dolphins.com, find out about the $15 youth tickets, the three-game value pack, single-game tickets, season tickets. Just press *0 anytime on the call, and you'll be able to connect to a ticket representative, or you can just go to Dolphins.com after the call. Javier is down in Homestead. He's next with head coach Joe Philbin. Go ahead, Javi.
How are you doing, Coach Philbin? My question is, what can the offense do, or what the quarterback needs to do, or the wide receivers need to do to make more touchdowns, to create more touchdowns in the offense?
Yeah. Well, there's a couple things. First and foremost, you know, there's got to be good timing and good rhythm between in the passing game. And it starts, really, believe it or not, with the protection. So you got to have good, solid pass protection first and foremost. Secondly, you got to have, you know, good spacing, good timing between the quarterback and the receivers. And then you've got to get receivers that can get themselves open and create space for themselves away from the defender and give the quarterback an opportunity to get the ball to them. So it's more than just the quarterback and the wide receiver. It's an 11-man responsibility. And believe it or not, the starting point in every good pass offense is protection. And, you know, that's what we believe in here as well.
Eric's in Miami. You're on with the head coach. Eric, go ahead.
Hey, Coach, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you, Eric?
I'm doing fantastic. My question is, after the termination of Richard Marshall's contract, I was wondering, who do you envision playing the boundary opposite of Brent Grimes? Do you think Patterson or Carroll? And on top of that question, what roles do you see for the rookies as they develop throughout the season in Jamar Taylor and Will Davis?
Yeah, well, I think it's a good group of players we have at the corner position. And, you know, we're still working through. We've got, you know, roughly 10 days before we open up against Cleveland, so we certainly haven't finalized our depth or our roster in terms of the corner position. But, you know, Dimitri's had a very good camp. I think Nolan Carroll, as you mentioned, has also had a good camp. You know, Jamar Taylor's shown signs of improvement as of late. And Will Davis has got his hands on a lot of football. So it's a little cloudy still in terms of, you know, who's going to be boundary, who's going to be field, who's going to be left or right or the nickel, those type of things. But I think we have a good group. I'm confident that the guys we put out on September 8th will be ready to go, and I'm also certain that they'll improve as the season goes on. When you have young players like Davis and Taylor, Carroll and those guys, you know, there's certainly going to be a developmental stage, and we're excited about them playing and getting improving as the year goes on.
Matthew is up next with head coach Joe Philbin. Go ahead, Matthew.
Hey, Coach. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Pleasure to talk to you. Very class act. Just want to say that. But as a new season ticket holder, lifetime fan from New Jersey, obviously there's a lot to get excited about with the defense, the depth, the speed, all the additions. I would say, though, the only concern I have watching some of the games, especially that last one against Tampa, is the red zone offense. I know finishing drives, you guys talk a lot about. Without Keller in the lineup, and, you know, we do have two good backs, but I don't see them being big, big backs down that five-yard line and below. What is the plan? Is there any concern about the red zone offense going into the season?
Well, obviously, as you mentioned, we didn't execute as well as we needed to last week. There was a couple plays to be made on tape that we, you know, the throw could have been 6 inches to the right. The receiver could have come down with the ball. And the other thing that hurt us in the running game down there was we had some negative yardage plays where we were in great field position, first and five. We ran a play, lost 4 yards. You know, those types of plays you can't have down the red zone. There's no magic to scoring down there. You gotta execute well. You gotta have 11 players on the same page doing their job. And sometimes you have to step up and make a play. You gotta break a tackle down there. You gotta fit the ball in from a quarterback perspective into a tight window. And then you gotta come down with the ball and expect to get hit relatively quickly because the defense doesn't have as much field to cover. So it's a unique part of the field. We devote a lot of practice time to it. And, you know, I'm confident we'll improve in that area.
That's what we like to hear. Head coach Joe Philbin, really appreciate you taking the time to do this tonight for all of your insights. I hope the fans appreciate how cool and how special this is. You know, the night before the last preseason game, head coach getting on the phone for half an hour and talking to fans. Really appreciate your time tonight, Coach, and hope you have a great night. Good luck tomorrow, and of course, getting ready for the Cleveland Browns in week one.
Well, Jesse, thanks for having me on. It's always great connecting with our fans. It's a loyal and passionate group, and I'm excited about seeing them at the stadium tomorrow night and throughout the course of the season.